This is an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The Discounselor's Report by Magic.
Thank you, thank you. This is outgoing Counselor Magic. Just wanted to come back at you with a few different things in this report. No overarching theme, just a bunch of trivia, I guess you could say. One of the things that has been a struggle for me since I became a counselor is trying to figure out how to walk that delicate line between maintaining the confidentiality of council deliberations and keeping members informed. And I'm still, you know, even as I come at the end of my term, I'm still not sure exactly where that line is properly drawn. So I want to apologize to my fellow members for not really being able to give you more details as to what's been going on in the council forum and what counselors have been doing. In general, what I would tell you right now, is there stuff that we still have to do? I'm not sure how much of it's going to get done before the next council session comes in. The only thing I'm really sure about is that the next council session is going to have plenty of work to do. So for all you out there who are running for council, don't worry. Boredom will not be a problem for you. One of the things also, just going through my little laundry list here, in monitoring the complaint forms, I want to remind my fellow members that that when you submit a complaint using the little gripe/idea button, or suggestion, by the way, there's some neat suggestions that come in too. Please bear in mind that these suggestions go into a forum and become posts, actual thread starters in a forum. So the better the title you use and the better you describe the nature of the problem, then the easier it will be for us to help you out. So think in terms of just like you would be posting something into BQ&B, because in a way the complaints forum is like a private version of that, of board questions and business. So in fact, actually, I think the complaints forum and the gripe/idea feature is not used in a lot of cases where it should be instead of a BQ&B post. You know, if you've got some individual issue or something like that, that's what the complaints forum is for. If you've got a general overarching and think a lot of other people would benefit from it, well, then maybe that is a good board questions and business kind of topic. Anyway, so it's just something to bear in mind. You know, if you can, remember to put something in there for the thread title. That helps. When we see a bunch of complaints that say enter complaint title here or something like that, it it can make it hard to remember what the complaint was for, and that frankly does make it less likely that you'll get the kind of attention you want. And then also in the description, especially if you've got a complaint about a particular post, try and put links in there and copy and paste a link in there if you would. And again, that all this is from the point of view of it will help your complaint or suggestion be processed efficiently. In kind of that same vein, we get a lot. The number one thing I have seen since I became a counselor from members, the number one request is for new forums. And what I want to do here is address the general concept of new forums on AboveTopSecret.com. First off, if we implemented all the forums that everybody wanted us to implement, I think we would probably end up with about 3 or 4 threads in each one of them. not to knock that. I'm just, everyone has different interests. I have my own specific interests. There's certain forums on ATS that I hang out in more than others, and there's some forums I just don't go to. In fact, I've been on ATS for more than a year. I'm sure there are forums. I know there are forums I have not ever actually looked in since I've been here. And that's not unusual for ATSers. You might come to a phase where you want to explore around. But in the process of exploring around, you'll find a forum and go, oh, wow, check this out. And then, boom, there you are, starting to go through the threads. And that's the way it is with me, and that's not unusual. So there's already a lot of forums on ATS and BTS and PTS. And in fact, a lot of the requests I've seen, particularly, it's just kind of interesting. I've seen a lot of requests come in that actually are for forums that already exist. So if you have a forum recommendation, you might want to check, particularly on BelowTopSecret.com. There's a lot of forums there that people don't know about that are actually addressing a lot of the things that people want to address or think they want to address on AboveTopSecret.com. And also on that, if you don't hear back on forum requests or don't see a forum get made because you want it made, I hope you'll understand it's not because we don't care. It's just there's an awful lot of these requests, and only a very tiny percentage of them can actually will actually become forums. But some of them will. Some of them will. There are some good suggestions that have come in, and then the senior staff looks at them and they go, maybe we should have a forum on that. And so I don't want to discourage people from giving suggestions like that. I just want you to be aware that when you do, you're not alone. Let's see. Another thing, with the election coming up, and we've got a field of new candidates that will be running for council. And by the way, hats off, to those of you who are going for another council term, or I should say, going for a council term. That's a cool thing to do. And I got to say, like I said, I'm not running again because I think I've kind of done what I can for now. I really have enjoyed it. I just really have enjoyed being a counselor. Also, by the way, for those of might be wondering why I'm not running again. One of the things I kind of promised myself when I went for this in the first place was that I would kind of follow the model of Cincinnatus, which is a famous general of ancient renown, who is known for being called upon now and then to take care of some serious business, and then when his job was done, he would go back to being a farmer. And I rather like that. George Washington modeled himself after Cincinnatus, and I kind of like it. And not that I'm George Washington or Cincinnatus, but I just kind of like the concept of, okay, I've done my time as a counselor, now I'm just going to go back to being a member for a while. And I think that's a healthy approach to the board. It's possible for members to really get all wrapped up in the board and say, I want to help. And hey, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. And I certainly know the feeling. I want to help too. It's the reason I decided to go ahead and run for council. But at the same time, you want to pace yourself. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So I've seen it happen to some really good members too. They pour themselves into it, and then they burn out, and then they're gone for a while, then hopefully they come back. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to prevent here is not getting too wrapped up in all this, and remembering that. And I'll tell you this again, I can't repeat this enough, being a counselor has really made me appreciate just how cool being a member of AboveTopSecret.com is. Just being a member, plain old member, no titles, no perks. Well, I won't say no perks. There are a lot of perks that come with membership. In fact, the overwhelming majority of my perks as a counselor are those that just come with being a member in the first place. So think about that. Let's see. One of the things also I just want to kind of mention, you talk about behind the scenes. I've been experimenting with podcasting, of course, as people know, and here I am doing a podcast on my council job. I've also been playing around with doing what I call private podcasts, which is just I make an MP3 basically like I would for a regular podcast, but instead of loading it to a public feed, I just host it on my little private website and then post links to it with a URL that people probably wouldn't guess, and so it's a fairly private way to do it. And then just post those in threads in these private forums, and we're playing around with those, and it's really neat just to see how those can have an influence on the discussions that take place behind the scenes as well. So I just wanted to kind of let people know that that's something that is being played around with, at least that I'm playing around with, and you never know, we might even see that implemented as a feature if Skeptic decides that's something that's interesting or worthwhile. On that note, we've got these coming elections, and there's still details that need to be worked out about the elections, but the senior staff is hoping to learn some lessons from last time as to how to run the elections, and the council has been giving some input on that, and I'm reasonably confident the next elections are going to go fairly smoothly, and I think it'll be good. And I want to encourage candidates out there. On that note, and I must confess, I haven't gotten definitive one way or the other, but we had a council forum for actual debates and candidates to tout their stuff before, but that forum's been turned into the private council forum. I'm not sure how campaigning will be handled this time. Maybe just some threads and be in the board questions and business forum. And that might be the best way to do it. It's just start a thread there, and maybe one of the admins will do it. I'll leave that in their hands to figure out how they want to manage that, because that's really more of a moderating administration kind of issue, not a council issue. Let's see. What else is going on here? I'd say that pretty much wraps it up for September 23rd, the Discounselor's Report. In general, I just want to remind my fellow members that, if you've got a problem or a complaint or a gripe, council staff is here to help you. We work with the senior staff, and of course we're members, and we all have to abide by the TNC. But our focus is on helping helping our fellow members and representing them, and ideally smoothing things out and making the general relationship between the staff and membership smoother in the community, doing our little part, if you will, and also helping to promote the ATS community. I mean, I used to think of that as a buzzword, but you know what? We really are a community, and I think the more that becomes obvious and the more people realize it, the more we can take advantage of all the cool things that being a community gives us. So, you know, that might sound like platitudes to some of my more cynical fellow members out there, and yeah, I know, but no, really, we are a community. We are a community in a very literal sense of the word. So, anyway, here's one of your community dudes. just, you know, laying some rap on you about what's been going on from my standpoint as a counselor, and I plan to keep, you know, kind of keep updating you as we approach the end of my term. And I'm hoping that this will help other people, you know, who are either potential candidates for council, maybe the next discounselor comes in. I'm hoping that what I'm doing now will kind of help out with that. Anyway, this has been soon-to-be ex-counselor magic coming at you with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, The Discounselor's Report, for September 23rd, 2005.